This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today at midday by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grain markets as there's a little bit of green in the corn market?
Yeah, we got a little bit of mixed trade overall, but it's the corn market catching a small bid so far this morning. I will have to see how that kind of finishes out here today. We did take that March contract down to a new life contract low, 436 area. Now we've rallied here, at least getting us back into positive territory. You know, it's still a seller's market, at least from that standpoint, in terms of pressure and things, and the news side of it's still relatively quiet, but maybe it's just a point here that, you know, prices need a little bit of a price recovery, especially going into the weekend. So we'll have to see how things kind of play out. We do get export sales numbers tomorrow. Those will be very closely watched. This is a window we should start seeing the export side for corn maybe pick up. Soybean market trading softer, coming off its on the overnight highs as well. It's still coming down to this Brazilian crop. What's happening there? We're starting to get some early harvest in. Biggest thing is we're seeing the premiums in terms of what they offer the importer in terms of prices really tumbling. That just tells us there's not a lot of demand for beans right now. A little concerned about the Chinese economy and their demand for soybeans. So that's making things very difficult for beans to find some footing there. Also, the March contract taking out that low from last week's USDA report. We'll have recovered off that, but at least looking a little bit more on the negative side than the corn market.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
At midday, March corn is up 2 1/4 at 444.5. March soybeans unchanged at 1205 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up $1.22 at 174.32. March feeder cattle up 277 at 232.55. February lean hogs down 25 cents at 71.20. February pork cutout up 45 cents at 85.82, and class 3 milk down 6 cents. At $15.65. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.